Guy Buttery is a guitarist from South Africa who told us years ago in his first visit to New Sounds that he was a fan of Led Zeppelin. In recent years, his attention has turned elsewhere to Indian classical music, which he plays on actual Indian instruments and on the guitar. He played this piece, Kya Baat, during a remote edition of our Soundcheck podcast series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and this is the second half of our annual look back at the best live music from the Soundcheck sessions of 2021, as voted by our team, producer Karen Havlick, technical director Irene Trudell, and me. Soundcheck podcasts happen twice a week. You can find them or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. One of our favorite albums among the crew from 2021 was Black to the Future, the latest from Sons of Kemet, an unusually constructed quartet. They're kind of at the heart of London's jazz scene, a scene that draws freely on hip-hop, electronic music, Caribbean rhythms, spoken word, and more. Sons of Kemet consists of sax, tuba, and two drummers, and their album is full of guest rappers, spoken word artists, some actual singers. I was actually wondering how some of these pieces would fare without the vocal parts, and it turns out they fared really well. We'll hear a song called Hustle from Sons of Kemet to start the set, and then music from Jerome Ellis. Jerome spells his name with five J's because he says it's the word he stutters on the most. Stuttering in Ellis's musical world is it's not a gap, it's not a void, it's part of the rhythm, it's the clearing, the anticipation of the next note or the next word. His album is called The Clearing, and it's really amazing. It's full of ambient electronics, saxophone, which is his main instrument, and this very different kind of storytelling. He did a remote session for us here in New York in which he recorded his own introduction to each of his video performances, as you'll hear. Bend Back the Bow is the name of the excerpt from a larger piece by Jerome Ellis, right after Sons of Kemet plays this song called Hustle. Thank you.
This video shows Jerome Ellis, a young black man in a burgundy t-shirt, standing in front of bookshelves. A plant, a begonia, is in a pot on top of one of the bookshelves. Jerome stands in front of a microphone and speaks into a cell phone he holds at his right ear. He plays a tenor saxophone.
Where's the clearing? Why have I forgotten how to get there? How will I remember the way next time? We two are... awaiting a verb. A verb whose wings split open in the open door of the eyelid moment. Watch the gap. Watch the rupture. Arise, wellspring, and isolate breath from voice. Sever voice from intention. Rise through the stone walls of the throat and go past the rim.
Jerome Ellis, he winningly describes himself as a, quote, black disabled animal, stutterer, and artist, unquote. Jerome's a poet, an electronic musician. He plays the sax. His album, The Clearing, will really take you someplace if you let it. That was a live performance of Bend Back the Bow, just a small part of a larger piece that he did for us. Before that, Sons of Kemet from London, led by sax player and composer Shabaka Hutchings, we heard Hustle. Now, on the record, Black to the Future, that song features the spoken word artist Koji Radical. This was obviously just the quartet doing an instrumental version, and you can watch the videos of these performances on the New Sounds YouTube channel or on our website, newsounds.org, where you can also hear the full soundcheck sessions that they're taken from. Moving on to more of our favorite live performances from Soundcheck in 2021, we come next to a pair of guitarists. First, Paolo Angeli. He made one of the most remarkable remote performance slash videos that we have yet seen. On the northern shore of Sardinia, with the Mediterranean less than a yard away and the waves lapping perilously close to his foot pedals, Paolo recorded an extended suite of music from his album called Jara. The thing is, you hardly notice the beautiful Mediterranean behind him because his instrument is just so weird and wonderful. It has guitar strings, but it also has more strings running across the body and still more that go over his hands and kind of vibrate sympathetically. Plus, he has a mechanical device that'll tap rhythms on the guitar body, and he has the output of each string going to a different channel on his computer. So Paolo sounds like a small orchestra. But it's one guy, one guitar, well, sort of, live on the beach in Sardinia. We'll hear just a short excerpt. The full thing is on our YouTube channel and the website. And we'll also hear the South African guitarist Guy Buttery, remote from home, with an Indian-inspired piece called Kya Baat, played on a guitar with a distinctive neck where the frets aren't straight. They kind of fan out as you get higher up towards the headstock of the piece. I mean, maybe not so strange when you put it next to Paolo Angeli's contraption, but still, here are two guitarists playing instruments that are definitely capable of some new sounds.
Thank you.
Guy Buttery, live at home in South Africa, a piece called Kia Bat, played for one of our live soundcheck remote sessions. And before that, a one-man orchestra, Paolo Angeli and his prepared Sardinian guitar, as he calls it, live on the shore of his home island of Sardinia in the Mediterranean. Just a short excerpt from his Jara suite. You really should treat yourself to the full performance. It's on the New Sounds YouTube channel or on our website, newsounds.org, where all of the full soundcheck sessions can be found and downloaded if you want to hear them later. Finally, this fall, we took a break from the remote sessions and did a few in-person things at the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. No audience, but Angelique Kidjo brought her band to play some songs from her climate-themed new album, Mother Nature. Angelique was born in Benin, is now based in Brooklyn, where her shelves are sagging under the weight of all the Grammys that she's won. Angelique Kidjo is a force of nature in a live setting, and even without an audience to play to, she and the band gave us a rollicking version of the song called Mother Nature.
Don't ever let them hurt you in any way, or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground, we rise and weave the wave. Don't ever let them hurt you in any way, or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground, we rise and weave the wave. Mother Nature has a way of warning us, a time bomb set on a lost countdown. Do you find it? Do you stop it? Won't you listen? Amen, si amen, eva mi ale benefite, amen. Amen, si amen, ke le ipoja ero la nusilo. Each one of us, each one of us, we need each other. We need each other now. We need each other now. Each one of us, each one of us, we need each other. Best of you, keep building cities from the ground. We rise and weave the way. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a last countdown. Will you find it? Will you stop it? Won't you listen? We need each other. Do you stop it? Do you listen?
live in the green space, Angelique Kidjo and her band with the song Mother Nature. And since we were in the green space, our videographer, David McLean, was able to do a great multi-camera shoot for the videos, which you can watch at newsounds.org or on the New Sounds YouTube channel. These Soundcheck podcasts happen twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Well, it turns out this year is ending on an uncertain note, a lot more uncertain than when we began doing these things in the green space again in the fall. But, you know, I think one of the things these year-end shows do is to show us that whatever's going on, whatever's going wrong, you can't stop musicians from musicking and people like us from listening in. So I hope you've enjoyed listening in to some of our crew's picks for the best live performances of the year. We're going out with a little bit of music from Neil Cowley, the English keyboardist, who you can go back and hear in part one of this two-part series. I'm John Schaefer. See you next year.